Unit 7, Revision 1, 2, Steady. Vocabulary.
Impressive.
Precisely.
Workable.
Service life.
At full capacity.
Subcontractor.
Self-sufficient.
Section A, Directions. In this part, you will hear 5 short dialogues only once. Listen to the dialogues carefully and choose the correct answer to each of the following questions.
1. How old is your company?
We have been handling sports shoes for 14 years.
Question. How long has the men's company been in the sports shoes business?
2. Don't you think that our reputation is just as good as money?
I agree with you, but payment by LC is an international practice, you know?
Question. What does the woman mean?
3. We request advance payment for 50% of the total contract value.
But the international practice is just 20% at maximum.
Question. How much should the advance payment be, according to the man?
4. My name is David Smith, production manager of the Northern Equipment Company. Welcome to New York.
Thank you. I'm Linda Gray from Britain. I'm very glad to meet you.
Question. Where is the woman from?
5. Can you give me an account of your product?
Of course. Please go to the meeting room.
Question. What are they going to do? Section B. Directions. Listen to a short passage and then choose the correct answer to each question.
When negotiating price, the buyer will ask the seller to reduce the price. At this time, the buyer may say that he is only asking for a fair price. Fair means not too high for the buyer and not too low for the seller, allowing both a reasonable profit. Of course, the lower the price, the better for the buyer, a higher profit for the buyer. So he may be asking for a fair price when actually the seller has already given a fair price. On the contrary, the higher the price, the better for the seller. After all, the seller is in the business to make a profit just as the buyer. But if the price is too high, he won't get much business. Though he may make high profits on some deals by giving high prices, he may actually be losing money because of the little business. Both the buyer and seller should be informed on the prices in the market for the commodity in question. The topic of market prices will surely come up during their negotiations on price. A fair price is necessary for the continued success of both the buyer and seller in business.
Question 1. What does fair price mean?
Question 2. Why is the buyer asking for a fair price when actually the seller has already given a fair price?
Question 3. What's the importance of market prices during one's negotiation on price? Section C. Directions. In this part, you will hear a dialogue about discount and commission. The dialogue will be read twice. After you've heard the dialogue, complete the following chart. Mr. Lee, should I understand that you're interested in our roller skates?
Yes, precisely, Miss Wong, and I'd like to hear your offer.
Which type do you prefer?
My customers in America sent me orders for the best quality.
Then I recommend 2 models, Street Hero and Space Hopper.
At what prices do you quote the 2 models?
They are $4.5 and $5.5 per pair, respectively.
Are the prices on CIF New York basis?
Yes, you are right.
The prices sound workable. Do they include commission?
Sure. Both include a 3% commission for you.
That sounds wonderful. What about payment?
We usually require payment by Site LC.
Well, I'll place a trial order for 2,000 pairs each model.
If your order exceeds 2,500 pairs each model, you can get a 5% discount.
Excellent. Well, to make a good start, I'll make a trial for 2,500 pairs each. I expect an April shipment so as to catch the summer vacation.
Okay, we'll handle your order with our best attention as soon as we receive it.
I sincerely hope we'll have a happy cooperation.
We surely will.